With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore. Really happy now to be talking with the St. John's Prep High School hockey coach, Christian Hansen. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO. It's been a long time. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
You are, and so is the team. Coach, maybe a thumbnail summary of the season. Looking at your schedule at 17-3, you know, you guys have been ranked number one all season long. Strength of schedule is tremendous. And you've had an outstanding season. But how would you maybe assess the season from where you started and going to where you are now in terms of what you look for improvement? Because your schedule is really something.
Yeah, Rick, thank you, and thanks for having me. You know, from day one this year, you know, the team set certain goals. We knew we had a lot back from a year ago. So, you know, when we put the schedule together, we like to challenge ourselves and kind of prepare us for this moment. You know, so you play that difficult regular season and you put yourself in a lot of tough situations and you learn how to fight your way out of them and succeed and build upon prior successes. So you just hope that all kind of translates into the tournament. You know, it really is a second season and, you know, 17-3 was a great accomplishment for the kids, but right now we all sit at 0-0 and we're kind of in the same boat. So just don't want to get ahead of ourselves and kind of take it one game at a time.
Before I ask about some of your kids, I do want to continue on the schedule for 1 second. You know, you played mostly Division I schools. The Catholic Conference is so difficult and so competitive. I want to ask you about the out-of-league schools that you played that, for example, Masconomet and Newburyport. Now, they're both ranked high in their division. What does it do for your team when you play those schools who are really not of a Division I caliber?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously Mascot has had continued success over the last several years. Coach Jackson does a great job with them. And I knew, scheduling that game, that would be a really challenging game for us. You know, people sometimes get caught up on Division I, Division II. Mm-hmm. But the truth is Mascot has a lot of really good hockey players. And it's a great hockey community. And we knew they'd come out really hard. Like most teams that we play, they kind of circle our game on the schedule as
yep.
You know, we've been number one for much of the season. So I knew Mascot would be a real challenge, and it proved to be. I mean, it was 3-3 in the third period, and, yeah, we did get that game-winning goal, but, you know, could have gone either way. And I thought their goalie played great, and, you know, they had some talented forwards on that team and got some solid D, so it's what we expected. You know, so you just, you know, you can't get caught up in divisions and mm-hmm. public and Catholic, and, you know, it's kind of a good lesson to just respect your opponent, because this is high school hockey and it's hockey in general, and we all know that a hot goalie or a bad night or some puck luck that doesn't go your way could make the difference from winning and losing.
Christian, in terms of the schedule, in terms of the new tournament format, do you have a different approach to the season during the regular season, now postseason, because, you know, St. John's Prep is always in Super 8, and this is a whole different ball game now?
It is. I mean, obviously, the luxury of the double elimination was the appealing part of the Super 8. Not only are you playing against who are deemed to be the best teams, but you can have a bad night, you can run into that hot goalie and lose, and yet still live to play another day. I can go back to 2019, that double elimination format. We lost our second game to Arlington. We'd be out at this point, but we were able to continue on all the way to the semifinal that year, beating CM, beating BCI, because you got that second chance. So, yeah, it's a different animal. And I think we all saw on Saturday with college basketball, the 1-6 seeds all lost. Ranked teams, I should say, and mm-hmm. You just can't take anything for granted, and you can't take a night off in the single elimination format.
What are you most pleased with your kids, Coach? Because you know, the playoffs are back, and you finally have a full season that you guys have put together, so you're able to sort of implement your lesson plan, I guess, as it were. So what are you most pleased with in terms of progression for your kids and how they came into this season? As you say, it's a fairly veteran team, and, you know, their attitude and that kind of stuff.
It is. I mean, we had a, you know, I say veteran team because a lot of those guys were here last year, but still we basically played with two senior forwards and our top forwards. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I think the the best and most appealing thing about this team is the fact that from day one they've accepted roles, and team chemistry's been there. They're very coachable. It's just a nice group of kids. And when I say special, obviously they're 17-3, so they're talented, but off the ice and in the locker room or in the weight room, it's a really hard-working group of kids and a group that you want to see succeed. It's just a nice group of kids, and it makes a difference on the with your team's success.
Christian, you know, the offensive players get all the ink, and I'm looking at an article here about your captains up front and so on, but would you please tell me how it goes from the goalie out, because you've had, you know, you're averaging four goals a game over the season, but only allowing under two. So tell me about from goaltender out and maybe your defense.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a team goal every year to average under two goals against. That's something that we, you know, it's something that we strive to do. It's not an accident.
Mm-hmm.
We build a team from the goalie out. We try to pay a lot of attention to D-zone structure and being strong in our D-zone. Just so happens this team is so good offensively that the puck is down the other end a lot. But that doesn't mean we don't have a good goalie and a strong D-core. You know, our Peyton Palladino played limited action last year in that COVID-shortened season. So this year he's been our go-to guy, you know. In the conference, he was 7-2. You know, non-league, he won some really big games for us. And then on defense, we actually have five seniors. That's kind of where more of our senior leadership comes from. So, they're an important part of our team. And, you know, team defense wins championships. And that includes the forwards, too. So, you know, that's where you build it, from the goalie out.
You know, as an aside, I want to ask about that. I talk with Winthrop coach Dale Dunbar a lot. And as you well know, you know, he's totally defensive-oriented. How difficult is it at your level with the prep and the Catholic Conference to get kids to buy into playing the whole sheet of ice back and forth?
It's a challenge. I think that's a great question because I feel like I've changed my philosophy over the years. I've gone from being really ultra-conservative, defensive-minded, to maybe a little more open-minded about the way the game has changed. And the game has changed at all levels. Defense are much more involved in the play now. It's really a four-man attack. It's a lot more swarming the puck. The game has changed, and you know, I'm trying to change with it a little bit at a time. Maybe my assistant coaches wouldn't agree quite that I've fully embraced the new game. But I think when it comes down to tournament hockey, you need to kind of play a little bit more conservative style. So that's kind of the message I'm trying to relay to our group.
Okay, and did I see you guys have a scrimmage today?
Yes, we're scrimmaging Gloucester.
Okay, and Gloucester is doing well in their division as well. Let me ask you finally, Coach, if I could, two more questions. One, tell me please about your captains.
Yeah, so I have three captains: Theo Battieri, Tommy Sarney, and Pierce Blazer. Both Pierce and Tommy were on the state championship lacrosse team, so they know what it takes to win the big games and to play in the pressure moments. And those guys have really been great in the room, you know, great leaders. And I've just had such an enjoyable year with this group. And I think a big part of it is because they do a lot of work behind the scenes to make it that way. So they're a big part of our success.
All right. And finally, the tournament format, your goal, your objectives this week and getting ready for whoever you face next.
Yeah, it's just to lock down our systems. Fine-tune our power play and penalty kill and six-on-five situation. It's really about preparedness and just being ready to go for whatever gets thrown at us on Thursday. And can't take anybody for granted. I mean, obviously, I referenced the college basketball, and Gonzaga lost to St. Mary's, and I think it was the 123 or 26 matchup. So You just need to be ready to go no matter who you play, and we dictate the pace.
I one more question. You know, what's the pressure like at the prep, Coach? Because you got so many state champions in so many different sports, and I'm looking at wrestling right now in particular, but so many other things. The pride these kids take in wearing the Eagles on there, I mean, it's got to be quite a place to work.
It is. I mean, swimming just won a state title. Wrestling did. You know, we were fortunate to win it in 2015. Super Bowl won back to back. Excuse me, football won back to back. You know, you're going to compete, and nothing's guaranteed. You know you're going to play against the best competition. You know you're going to compete in tryouts against the best players. So it's a commitment you make from day one. And for those that do succeed and make the teams, it's an accomplishment, and you get to be a part of a pretty fun ride.
Yeah, it's fantastic. You guys here on the North Shore, what you do. Coach, thanks for taking the time today. I really appreciate it. I hope to get out more. It's been a hell of a couple of years. But I'm so glad for the kids that the tournament is back, and we wish you well.
Well, I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach. Be well. That is St. John's Prep hockey coach, Christian Hansen. And they will be playing the winner of, Weymouth King Philip game, the opener of the Division I tournament. And the Prep will be playing this week. TBA to be announced when it's coming up. And we'll, of course, post that. So my thanks to St. John's Prep hockey coach, Christian Hansen. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.